Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost Podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, and which one of you left a magical drumming turtle around here? He's been getting into weird anime battles and shit. It's really causing trouble. And with me, I have...
You know, maybe if I look in my back pocket dimension, we'll get a surprise feature cameo. You never know.
And...
Guys, what if you stand for? I thought he's going to replace me.
Well, you see, Mark, this is what happens when you break into my house and steal my alcohol. we told you this when you signed the contract.
Napkins?
You can't prove that wasn't legal stationery.
It had a ketchup stain on it.
I guess it's a bad time to say I'm actually not a Notary Public. Crap.
You're going to be hearing from the lawyers about this, Mark. And no, I'm not just talking about Steve from behind the bar.
Don't hire Giuliani. Guy couldn't lawyer his way out of a wet paper bag.
Or a total landscaping.
In between the crematorium and sex shop.
You couldn't pay a writer to come up with something anywhere near that funny.
Oh, the abyss just keeps coming. They're going to be first of all, come on, got his ass now. Basically, everything else.
Dishing out those L's one after another.
Yeah. Meanwhile, those coronavirus L's keep piling up. We're gonna
Can that vaccine hurry it up now? I heard it's somewhere near completion. Please, like in December, like make like a Christmas gift. You know, yes. This Christmas you'll get the vaccine.
Please do that.
Look,
along with paying everyone $2,000 a month to stay the hell home until this flattens.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
That too, and hopefully Mitch McConnell catches something and is incapacitated for a certain amount of time. That way he can't get involved with any shenanigans.
Remember, Georgia, we're counting on you. You're only hope.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just, it's a whole fucking thing. But anyway, here we are, episode 199.
Ooh.
So close. So, how's everyone's week been going?
Well, more than usual, I guess. Working, trying to stay alive, Yeah, I live a very, very dull life outside of my home, which doesn't involve much of anything because there isn't a whole lot to do nowadays. I'm just sort of counting down the days until it's safe to go outside. You know, again, just counting down the days. So don't fail us, everyone. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, also, last Thursday, when we were doing our album roundup recording, my mail came rather late, and my Metallica Vinyl Club first package finally got delivered.
Jesus Christ, how long ago was this ordered?
Well, I put my order in back in March. Jesus. Then everything happened. Then I got my first notice that it was being shipped out in July. Then more shenanigans happened. Fuck you, Louis DeJoy. Hope you get your ass incarcerated for the rest of your life. So the second attempt went through, and something happened again. Attempt number three, over 3 months later, finally happened.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hopefully they'll stay on their word that they'll get the rest of the orders for the first year of shipments out before March of next year. Hopefully.
We can only hope. Anyway, Mark, what about you?
Yeah, okay, yeah. The reason why I didn't come up with a joke this time around, because I got this music with dealing with some fuckery, as in I got charged for a cell phone that I didn't order. I mean, I was approved of it, but I didn't get it.
Ow.
Ew.
Yeah, it was just like, how the fuck? I didn't order it, like, but good thing, everything's all settled now. They got rid of that shit, and I'm all good now, which, good. I didn't feel like paying for a fucking phone I don't own. Because that'd be some shit. Other than that, everything's been, it's been the same usual with work and all that shit, and I would say a calm home, but I did have a calm weekend, which is good. The rest was just, you know, full of what you usually hear in the background of my inn, in case you always wonder why is somebody screaming in the background, you know why. Or maybe you don't know, it's because I don't know, maybe our editor is good at, you know, doing, or is good at, you know, making sure no one hears the background noise.
I usually get about 75-80% of the way there. Sometimes there's some stuff that it can't filter without fucking up how you're talking, so you know, volume levels and balance and all that.
Oh, yeah, I've been trying to do that volume shit. I'm trying to make sure I don't go too loud, because it goes to my cell phone sometimes. And why am I speaking about this while we're recording?
Nearly 200, we're so close to 200, and I sometimes still feel like I don't completely understand what I'm doing here. I'm just doing just enough to make sure, you know, this thing gets put together. You know, it's like, that's a mighty fine looking barbecue pit. Why doesn't mine look anything like that? One day I'll be one of the cool kid podcasters.
Yeah. Like me, because I usually do this for shows that are 2 to 3 hours long with 4 to 6 people and a lot of post-processing.
And a lot of people who apparently like to talk shit about the best OP in Fire Force, but that's none of my business.
I hold no responsibility for what the other people say, mostly because I usually have to wait 20 minutes for the whole show to bounce because there's a lot of post-processing going on with it.
Yeah, so some behind-the-scenes fun for y'all. Anyway, as for me, pretty much not much of anything. Work, class, video games in between. All that stuff. So, anyway, with that intro out of the way, time to move on to our usual weekly business, starting, of course, with the new song discussions for the past week. As always, there will be a playlist down in the description so you can follow along and pick up some tunes to vibe out to. Well, it's about time we return to one of our favorite weekly traditions, the weekly bedroom covers from the guys at 2 Minutes to Late Night. This time around, the cover that they have is from the song Of a Lifetime, the opening track of Journey's 1975 self-titled debut album. And wait, I just realized Journey of a Lifetime. God damn it. They were making dad jokes before they officially became boomer rock staples.
Yeah.
Also, for some reason, that self-titled album art kind of looks like a Photoshopped shitpost in and of itself, but I'm not a graphic designer, so what do I know? So, yeah, the original track is, I mean, it's nothing super special. It just kind of sounds like the typical, you know, prog rock of that era and shit. So, how does 2 Minutes to Late Night, you know, put their spin on it? Well, first off, we have our lineup, which includes Nick Belmore of D. Snyder, Toxic Holocaust, and Jamie Josta's solo career on drums. Steven Brodsky, you know, of the in-house band Mutoid Man, as well as other acts like Cave-In on guitar. Ian Miller on bass, known for playing in bands like, and these are apparently real names, Kowloon Walled City and Skankin' Pickle. These sound like anime attack names. You have Marissa Nadler from Drone Flower on vocals. Of course, Gorsenio on keytar, or this shit as it were. And one last member of the lineup, arguably the big special guest here, the man who not only composed the cover, but also produced the track itself, because apparently this whole thing was his idea, Mr. Kurt Ballou, longtime guitarist of the band Converge, and producer of several of the best metal records of the past couple decades. Seriously, look through his fucking production discography and the output of God City Studio. Good shit. Very good shit. And honestly, the tone of the cover, I mean, it sounds like a metalcore-ish version of the original, kind of like more in line with the lengthier sort of ballad-esque type songs that Converge do on some of their more recent era albums, especially with a lot of the chorus riffs being punctuated by those pockets of amplifier feedback. I mean, I'm not much of a Journey guy, so the cover being better than the original, I guess, doesn't count for much, because, you know, it's not like it was hard to make that song listenable to me to begin with, but it's a solid cover.
Yeah, listening to it, I tried really hard to figure out what this was reminding me of. I couldn't think of it. Maybe it'll come to me after a couple more listens. But, yeah, you always hear a lot of that prime period, late 70s, early 80s Journey, but never their early jazzy prog rock days. It's very different than what we all know. And, yeah, this cover gives a very strong presentation to that sound, but with a lot more heavy tone to it. Another fantastic job here.
And unfortunately, their next cover is on a bit of a delay, so we won't be talking about that next week. Anyway, moving on to the next track here. So a couple of years back, the band Tribulation had dropped an album called Down Below. I was only made aware of it by our co-host Alex, who put it on his year-end best of list for that year. As it turns out, there is more Tribulation coming down the pipeline. Care to fill us in?
Oh, yes. Yes, I will. And funny you mentioned that, my little introduction to Tribulation, because, Down Below was one of my highlights of that year. It was a very good album. Very, what if Ghost was heavy and good?
That's a way of putting it, all right.
Yeah, well, I liked it anyway. But yeah, they have a new album coming out on the 29th of January, Where the Gloom Becomes Sound. And I guess this track is a little fashionably late from Halloween because, Halloween was a couple weeks ago, but whatever. 2020, whatever. So yeah, we have our first track of this album, Leviathans, which is always a fun word to say. And yeah, always good to hear this band come back down the pipeline with some new material to it. It's equal parts doomy and melodic with a slow trotting groove to carry it, along with those very, you know, deep, ominous vocals. Yeah, I dig it. It's great if you're looking for something. It's great if you're looking for something like Ghost, but both isn't Ghost and is better than Ghost.
Well, while being better than Ghost isn't exactly a hard bar to clear, yeah, first time giving Tribulation proper a listen, I'm digging this. My vibe that I got was more akin to something like, I guess while there is Ghost there, I also thought more of like Dark Tranquility with the way the guitar melodies and stuff overlap to create this sense of melancholic dread, along with that steady tempo and those really satisfyingly gruff vocals. It's interesting stuff. I'll have to set aside some time to dig through the backlog. But anyway, time to move on to our next track here. So, you know, while we're in, you know, year-end best-of territory, every publication's already planning out their list, but that's not stopping certain people from waiting until December to put out their, you know, projects and whatnot. One in particular being a rapper that we've discussed on and off on this podcast, Your Old Droog.
Yep. It is going to come out December 4th, which is titled Dump YOD Krutoy Edition, which I'm guessing has something to do with Russia, which judging by that, which judging by the single cover.
This is communist propaganda, is what it is.
Yeah, and it went by one single out, Ukraine, that had been released like earlier. There's a new track here called Pravda. I hope I said it right. And he got some multiple guests on here, and include the guy from my commie, Black Thought, and of course, Mr. LP.
That is a hell of a squad.
Yep, and that's what the song is. Like, this very weird-ass Russian is kind of be like the beat sound. It's like a sample from any old Russian type of shit. Certainly how I got from when Alchemist did his thing like a few years back, like 8 years ago. But everybody here like specific bars, and you got all your old Drew Storm, not like I said, Thomas and Joe DeMars. We want no fun, but I'm tough. You goose hair and Kumar, bitch, jacket too hard. Look, these efforts like Doc Umar looking at like Gumar. And there is some Russian text that I am not going to pronounce because I don't speak Russian that well or at all. And it was like LP when he goes, "Hey, if I'm on your squadron, what's wrong with this Cheddar Goblin? And music, y'all probably forgotten, I'm 50 rocking. GG, where's pardon? I try to get you coughing." Everybody the song does the part well. And Ojo does it well, LP does it well. And of course, yes, Black Thought does this verse well too. Like, everybody knows Black Thought will deliver some shit. But yeah, this is going to be an interesting track, especially with this whole album being sort of like Russian thing, at least in terms of aesthetic and music, because as before, I think one of the albums I loved the most way back was Alchemist when he did his old thing called Russian Roulette. That was 2012 back then, just so you know. But yeah, this track is very solid.
Yep, just bars on bars on bars on bars. It's a track that is very generous in that regard. But now if you want a song that is not generous and doesn't give you much of anything to chew on, how about some new Chelsea Grin? Yay! So, no word of a new album or anything on the horizon just yet, but we do have yet another one-off single from them called Blind Kings. And, I mean, I kind of liked it better than the last song we got from them. Although it's still fucking typical as fuck deathcore, where honestly the only thing interesting about it is the Western-themed music video, because obviously, if there's one thing that films like The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, or even The Ballad of Buster Scruggs needed, it was more blast beats and breakdowns. That was what was missing from, you know, James Franco getting hung for crimes, right? You just needed someone screaming and fucking shit. And also something about a dog that was going to get hung, but then it gets rescued, which is good. Because don't hang the dog, you fucking assholes.
Yeah. My positive, yes, the spaghetti western video is kind of amusing, but there are a lot of things I've gone diet for because I want to live to see the age of 47. Diet Pepsi, diet cranberry, lactose-free milk, so on. But diet Mick Gordon crossed with diet Black Dahlia Murder? No, thank you.
Yeah,
that's what this is.
This is where you do well to go full calorie. That's where the flavor is, after all. But now, moving on to our next track here. So, over this past weekend was the most recent iteration of the Adult Swim Festival. Of course, switching to a purely streaming model because of this whole goddamn pandemic, with a lot of sets that I sadly need to catch up on. The only one that I actually ended up watching as of this recording was the Blood Incantation set, which was, of course, very excellent and heavy. But, you know, there were goodies abound, surprise appearances and whatnot. One of the goodies that we have here concerns the band Deftones, or as you may recognize them, God fucking damn it, Stephen Carpenter, what the shit. But at least there's filters here, so we can enjoy this song somewhat guilt-free. As we all know, Linkin Park aren't the only nu metal band that are celebrating the 20th anniversary of a massively acclaimed and influential album, because coming out December 11th, we're getting a 20th anniversary reissue of White Pony, you know, the landmark classic of the band and still heralded as arguably their best. And with it, among other things, there will be a White Pony remix album called Black Stallion. And it will feature, it has quite the murderer's row of contributors, you know, doing remixes of the various tracks, including but not limited to Square Pusher, Purity Ring, Robert Smith, yes, that Robert Smith, I didn't stutter, Fantogram, Blank Mass, who apparently is credited with remixing the heaviest track on the record, Elite. So, you know, that's pretty exciting. Fuck, they even have Clams Casino and DJ Shadow on this thing.
Oh, okay. That's interesting now.
That is going to be fun. And as a special little goodie, we got a song release and a, you know, music video for one of the remixes here. This being for the track Passenger, which memorably featured really great vocal contributions from Tool's own Maynard James Keenan. Here being remixed by none other than Linkin Park's Mike Shinoda. See, that there's a reason I made that Linkin Park reference. It comes full circle. But yeah, you know, the original track is one of the more memorable cuts, has a lot of really great, satisfying, you know, dramatic choruses and those lighter, breezier verses. Mike's remix definitely airs on relatively, you know, dream pop-ish side of things, that ethereal twinkling bell melody ringing throughout, you know, that kind of steady driving tempo. Then once the chorus part kicks in with, you know, Maynard's vocals, you know, belting out as they do, that's when the rhythms start to pick up a bit. It gets a bit more, you know, synthetic and buzzy and ends up flowing pretty well with the rest of the song. They even allow some breathing room for, like, that guitar bridge from the original song to just play out, which is an interesting touch, I guess, to still let you know that it's definitely Passenger after all.
Mm-hmm. I'll agree on the arrangement. It's very airy and atmospheric. Sort of fits in with the video being set in a nighttime cityscape. And I also like that the vocals are meant to be the front and center focus of the whole mix whenever they come in. Very good mixing on the track. I like it. Very good. And yes, I agree. What the fuck, Steph? Why have you succumbed to the brain worms?
This is going to severely impact my year-end list. I just know it. Don't forget about his non-apology response to the whole thing.
Oh yeah, the "we're sorry you felt that way" apology. Mm. The Rob Walker special.
But time to move on to the next track here, which is another one of the goodies that was promised by the Adult Swim Festival. Of course, it wouldn't be an Adult Swim musical event without the presence of Run the Jewels. You thought they were done after that whole Holy Calamavote special? No. There's more. As we got a brand new track from them and music video for something called No Save Point, which is their contribution to the upcoming AAA blockbuster video game, Cyberpunk 2077. And oh hey, look at that, it got delayed again to who even the fuck knows anymore.
What the fuck is going on with that game? Or with CD Projekt Red? What the heck? I put that was done. Now you're not, like, what the...
Apparently, they had to push it back to make sure it runs without any problem on those terrible launch model Xbox One consoles. You know, the big bulky VCRs nobody likes.
Is that what that is?
I guess there are like five people who still have one and want to play it on that.
We live in a society. But anyway, at least for the song itself, yeah, it definitely fits in with that kind of modern, sort of buzzy, synthetic hip-hop that you expect from a lot of the gang's jams, although it does feel like it hews a bit closer to, like, LP's very industrial-heavy solo work than anything else. You know, just both of them spitting bars after bars with, you know, L feel like he's more of the action star, you know. Any fucker in this broke future that they designed, don't comply, I'll supply you deletion, the end is nigh. You know, fucking being all badass. And then Mike's versus, you know, being more, like, conscious, because a lot of it is about, you know, the cyberpunk theme of, you know, society, like California being run by corporations, fucking selling organs to the highest bidder, you know, all that kind of stuff, which I'm sure is deeply ironic, considering that this is heavily capitalist and probably going to, you know, generate a shit ton of money for a corporation that I'm not sure should be financially validated, given... How fucking long ago was this game announced? Like, 3 years ago?
And I think it's been in development since 2012.
Jesus Christ.
Damn! Long?
Yeah, this has had a very, very long development cycle, and who knows? Maybe it'll actually come out before the end of the year. You never know.
I mean, the song still bangs. I'm probably not going to buy the game at all, but it still bangs, I guess.
Yeah, that's definitely true. The song is a fucking banger. And the video is even more wild. While before, it's just with that dancing cyborg guy, whoever the hell that was. Yeah, the soundtrack I might look into. The game, ever since I don't really own it, when that would come out, it might come out, I don't know, New Year's Day, like, hey, surprise, the first game of the new year.
Yeah. I will concur. It's very good. However, there's that one section in the first verse that has a weird flanger or phaser effect, and it doesn't quite work. It feels a little too phoned in for it to be fitting in with the whole cyberpunk dystopia vibe. You got to use a bit crusher on that. Don't use a flanger or a phaser. Come on.
And speaking of phoned in, because apparently it's 2008. So children, does anyone remember the name 303?
Oh, God. Oh, well, I'm gonna drop my drink. What the hell?
That is the only correct answer to that question. You give any other response, I'm assuming you're the imposter in Among Us, because you are incredibly sus. But, apparently, these guys never really stopped making music, I guess? Because according to what I've read from this piece that we're drawing this next song from, apparently they had an album out 4 years ago. Which, you know, feels on brand, given that 2016 was a hellscape of a year. And now they are...
If we started that year, I guess we must have missed it or must have not give a shit.
Probably both. For the better. But yeah, now it turns out they're apparently prepping some new music for 2021. And they're back with a new song called Lonely Machines. Which features a guest contribution from... Oh no. 100 Gex. Why? Look.
What a waste of a feature.
Y'all are better than this. I know you have a very troll-ish sense of humor in your music, but this is beneath you. Because, you know, trolling and that shitposty way that y'all do requires effort. Meanwhile, these guys, in the opening lines of their song, are still making bad jokes about having beef with someone's boyfriend. Although apparently this time the punchline is about heart disease. Which, is that even really a punchline? And I don't fucking know. And it's just... This really does sound like we never left 2008. Beat-wise and lyrically... Again, the 100 Gex feature is the best part. But other than that, it's just... This is all just... Why? Why?
Yeah, I'm so like... Okay, maybe because I never listened to these guys, I must have lived a good decade on these guys, at least not listening to them, you know, intentionally, but like, well, that's 303. Did these do with some of Kesha and maybe one of, well, at least one of them will make better music now, at least 100 Gex did. Decent.
I remember the days of the Hot Topic crunkcore scene, and it was horrible.
I thought we all agreed to never relive that again.
Apparently they didn't get the message.
Oh god.
Okay.
Does that mean we're going to have to
keep 100 Gex?
Yeah, speaking of 100 Gex. So, once again, we have another rap album dated for December 4th, and I'm sure there's gonna be a lot of eyes on this one, because, one of our favorite rappers around these parts is Rico Nasty, and she's confirmed that her full-length debut studio album, Nightmare Vacation, is finally dropping. And it will, of course, feature a lot of the songs we've heard before, like that Gucci Mane Don Toliver collab, and, of course, the 100 Gex-produced iPhone. But... 100 Gags has also produced another song for the record, or I guess more specifically 100 Gags' own Dylan Brady, and that being this new single we have here to accompany the announcement called OFR, which is of course short for Oh For Real. And if the over-the-top, glitchy, like, bubblegum rave aesthetic of iPhone was kind of a turnoff for you, then don't worry, the production here is definitely a lot more anonymous and stripped down. This simple trap beat with this really ominous, like, whistle sound over top. Hell, honestly, it's the most typical feeling Rico Jam I feel like we've gotten in a while. Like, not a soundtrack piece or something that's trying to be more pop ready. Like, yeah. This one just lets her do what she does best. You know, let the beat create this ominous vibe for her to go fucking full savage and bitter in her flows and lyrics, flexing her fame, dunking on motherfuckers, talking mad shit about here. And also, I appreciate that one reference to her big song, Smack a Bitch. Because that is still a banger. And so is Oh For Real.
Yes, this is indeed the one trippy ass banger. And yeah, you are right when I say evidently like the other song she did with Gunja Gex, which, yes, I know you're gonna say like, yeah, episode, but yeah, I like this one more.
Fair enough. I know how to read the room. I like both. I know what I'm about because I'm one of those guys. And now we move on to our last couple of tracks here, which are new songs from two of the big musical saviors / you know, shitpost meme lords, or at least one of them anyway, of 2019. First up, Miss Jolene Kujo herself, Billie Eilish. We have a new single from her called Therefore I Am. And if you were kind of side-eyeing the soft tropical aesthetics of the last big single we got from her, don't worry. This one is very much back to business as usual, with that really hushed vocal performance and that really low-key, buzzy synthetic production, accompanying, you know, very sarcastic and condemning lyrics about motherfuckers that are trying to ride her name for fame and clout. As she says in the chorus, I'm not your friend or anything. Damn, you think you're the man, I think, therefore I am. All complete with a music video, apparently shot in an iPhone, exploring an abandoned shopping mall. And now I want a pretzel.
Okay, actually, not abandoned. It was shot inside the Glendale Galleria at 4 in the morning.
And it still feels abandoned to me.
Yeah, it feels like the weirdest episode of the Dead Mall series from... God, what's his name? Dan Bell. There it is.
But yeah, you know, I dig it.
Yeah, same here. Everything, and I was thinking, if I was sort of shopping mall, I'd be like, okay, where do I go at? Guess I go to this pizza joint. I'm gonna get some wings, and then I probably would do things like I would not discuss here.
The song is great, catchy hooks, great lyrics that basically amount to I don't give a fuck, do I look like I care. Great production from Phineas as per usual. Most of all, it doesn't appropriate other cultures to fit in a niche audience. Oh, where did that come from? And yeah, the music video is just the Gen X dream right there. The ultimate Mallrats fantasy scenario we all wish for. Because, you know, she's not going for the big name stores. Instead, just going for the pretzel and donut and fries and Chipotle chips. Because, we gotta eat. And, you know, you can't eat diamonds. But you can eat horrible junk food.
It wouldn't be the same if it was good for you.
Yeah, and hopefully one day we will be able to go back into the malls willy-nilly without fear of people getting us sick because we can't trust anyone out there.
Yeah, and now for our last song this week. This one coming from the other breakout sensation and inarguable shitpost king of 2019. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Lil Nas X.
Whatever you do, Nas, don't go to 2020. So says Marty McFly.
I'm telling you, man, those time travelers know what's up. But yeah, Mr. X has felt generous enough to bless us with a song for this holiday season. Still not no full word of whenever that debut full-length album is happening. But in the meantime, we have this morsel to munch on called Holiday, which is very aggressively Christmassy. Lots of those icy blues in the music video. Him sporting some absolutely killer facial hair and beards and shit. Just magnificent all around. And his factory basically looks like a very sophisticated Best Buy storeroom. All just fucking PS5s and shit everywhere and fucking expensive cars. God, I wish I had that kind of... I wish I had that one. In the background somewhere.
Well, give me one. Give me one, damn it.
And I will say this. It's a better Christmas trap song than the one we have to hear in those fucking Sprite commercials every year. Oh, great. Now there's stop motion LeBron. Why did I say that out loud?
God damn it. You should have known.
But anyway, for the song for real, of course, it's a lot of him, you know, boasting about where his career's gone ever since Old Town Road became the only song of 2019, topping charts, switching his style up to do like rock-based rap songs and shit, apparently being a top and a bottom as well. I believe the, which, X, you know the word for that is switch, right? Actually, now I think about it, was there a switch in the music video? Because I know I saw the PS5.
I can actually tell you the lines that I got right here. I might bottom on the low, but I top shit. Switch the genre on you hoes to a rock hit. I got the biggest damn song. Fuck the charts, sis.
See, he obviously knows what is up. My only gripe with the song is that compared to the unique year for like 90s, early 2000s alt-rock production that fueled the 7 EP, this one is a lot more typical and stock in its style. It's just kind of a trap song with a Christmas aesthetic. Not much else to say beyond that.
Especially the warm-up, like, hey, fuck these niggas up! Which I'm pretty sure I heard on there, or it's... Even though we on this Pitchfork news, it says, but who's about to take a day trip? I'm trying to figure out, because I swear I thought I heard some other producer on here, but look at the full producer of the song. This is definitely a Christmas song that I don't mind hearing right now. Especially this early in the game, which, you know what? If it's something like this, then yeah, I'll go with that.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the lyrics now. Yeah, it is a new spot. Take a day trip and take Keith. I knew how that voice is a dude because they always do that whole, hey, take Keith, fuck these niggas up. Like, yeah, that's watermark.
Yeah. The production of the song is very simple. I think that's intentional because if you look like on iTunes, you'll see the single artwork relates to the video, so you have to sort of take one in with the other to get the full experience. That being said, this is the most early 2000s video I've seen in a very long time, which is, you know, always a plus. And I'm very okay with making this the next big Christmas time radio staple that everybody will inevitably be sick of in 20 years. And I sure hope you got something out of those product placements from Jeep and Sony. You gotta hook them up with an SUV and a PS5 for all that, man. Come on.
Yeah, he's living the big life. And who knows? If he knows how to leverage his meme power, this song could become so big that he ends up having to fight Mariah Carey for Christmas royalty rights. There could be only one.
Nas is coming for you, Walter. Watch out.
That would be a hell of an idea for a music video, by the way. Mariah Carey and Lil Nas X and Highlander. They should do that for the reboot. But anyway, with the song discussion out of the way, there's only really one news topic outside of that, so we're just jumping into that right here. So, apparently, the Super Bowl is going to be happening next year. However, that makes sense. Like, okay, I'm not the one to answer this since I don't pay attention to sports that often, but how the hell is any of that supposed to work during this whole pandemic?
Well, I can tell you the NFL is just spearheading to get there. It's Super Bowl or bust for them, despite some breaches with some of the teams. But, hey, at least it's not college football, which is a gigantic clusterfuck of a mess, while the NFL is just a little tiny clusterfuck of a mess right now.
Yeah, so Super Bowl 55, is that how I'm supposed to read that?
Yes, yes.
Super Bowl 55 is still scheduled for February 2nd, 2021 in Tampa, Florida. God fucking damn it. Stop.
Oh, damn.
Stop making all this shit happen in Florida. Make it happen in a state where, I don't know, that's not where I live. Anywhere else.
I mean, it's in Tampa, not Miami. You're going to get a couple hours leeway.
Yeah, but I'm considering the pandemic, which is still going to be going on, and you know there's going to be motherfuckers attending here. So, you know, spreader. Fuck. And, the Super Bowl, of course, always has, you know, the commercials and the halftime performance. The next Super Bowl halftime performance that we can expect has just been announced, and it is The Weeknd, who will presumably be blinded by the lights of the Super Bowl halftime stage. But hopefully not, because he needs to be able to look around and perform and shit.
Yeah, this is going to be the second halftime show produced with the collaboration between the NFL and Jay-Z and Roc Nation. And compared to what we got last time with Shakira doing that weird thing with her tongue and fake playing guitar, The Weeknd is a big, big step up. Because, you know, After Hours is still everywhere. Blinding Lights is still everywhere. Yeah.
Now, given that they're usually in these halftime shows, there's sometimes be special guests that no one knows. These don't got announced. Wonder who he'll get for this time around. I mean, who knows? I mean, it could be. Maybe I'm just spinballing here. What's this guy's name? Oh yeah, it says Daniel Lapotin. Who is that, I wonder?
I have absolutely no idea. I think he punched Adam Sandler in the face in that one movie. But, you know, there's a possibility.
Yeah.
Though, honestly, more than likely, it's probably just going to be like Ariana Grande or some shit like that.
I mean, you never know. There's always a bit of a point chance for that to happen.
And, of course, Daft Punk.
Yeah. You never know.
Assuming they're not still quarantining in France. Which they were practicing the face coverings before.
Oh, yeah. They were they were ahead of the game by like 25 years.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, you all have that to look forward to when you're sitting on your couch eating chicken wings. Presumably with the last dab, but who am I to judge? And with that out of the way, there's one last thing to take care of here, and that is the new album releases for the week of November 20th, 2020.
11/20/2020. Before we do that, I want to which one album that's out now. As of now, Rob Marciano's new project is out, Mount Marcy, which you can get exclusively at his store for $40 because Rob's gotta eat.
This is true. But now for the album releases that are due out on Friday. So, starting at the top, we have the newest album from melodic death metal veterans Dark Tranquility with Moments, the new album from metal supergroup Killer Be Killed with Reluctant Hero, grindcore band Fuck the Facts with their new album Pliny Nor Sur. I'm pronouncing that wrong, I know it. There's a new Liturgy album supposed to be coming out this week, Origin of the Alimonies, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with both their new self-titled studio album KG, and Live in San Francisco 2016. The boys in BTS are releasing a new, I believe, Korean language studio album called B. And speaking of debut studio albums from female rappers that we like, Megan Thee Stallion dropping her studio debut this Friday titled Good News. Very good news indeed. And now it is time to clean house and get the hell out of here. So Alex, where can they find you on the internets?
As always, Aura of Azure, where I share things and talk about movies via my Letterboxd account, because, yeah, I do that. I might have plans for an advent calendar in December. You never know.
Mark, what about you?
As usual, you'll find me on stuff like Twitter at MattTypingMedia, Discord at Matt2Hybrid, Instagram at Mac2.0, TikTok at whatever this said, and you have to look up what chainsaws were invented for. Just don't. Also have my own site, MattHybrid.wordpress.com. I ain't did nothing yet because I ain't new yet because fuck it, I'm just taking a little break, but now I'm thinking of something. But fuck it, yeah.
All right. And as for me, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, CuriousCat, at Rob Barracuda. Email me, robert@surrealresolution.com, for questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on Google Play and iTunes. New audio-only episodes go up every Wednesday. Video highlights usually go up on the official YouTube channel, so subscribe. Hit the bell tab so you're notified whenever new shit goes up there. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, @SurrealReso. Like us on Facebook. Visit the website for this podcast, written articles, podcast, O&A, all that fun content. Be sure to jump into our Discord chat so you can shitpost all about them spicy new video game consoles. And of course, shout out to the producer Mr. E for graciously letting me use his music for this broadcast. Links to his shit down in the description. Well, that'll about do it for this week. We will of course be back next week with episode number 200.
Be there.
What day? I'm gonna say Sunday. Fuck it. It ain't gonna be Sunday.
Next Wednesday.
Pretty much, yeah.
And until then, ladies and gentlemen, special guest star, Zach Fox.